Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's EV News briefly for Monday, 30th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got the 29 minutes needed for today's podcast, sorry it's so long. But here's your short recap anyway. Tesla's been ordered by the Norwegian courts to pay compensation to customers who had older Model S's. Now, those cars were slowed down charging speeds around 2019 with a software update that Tesla said was about safety. They said, it's not the car that we bought. It now takes longer to charge, almost twice as long in cold conditions. We want compensation, and those owners now have it. But it's not about the money. Tesla can afford that. What does it mean for not only setting a precedent in Norway, but around the world? We've seen it with Apple over the years. They got in so much trouble for slowing down the performance of iPhones in order to make the gadgets last longer. You know, those Model S's might have either been bricked or the battery. The early Tesla stuff might not have lasted the test of time. Could have been warranty claims. Tesla said, oh, we had to slow them down for safety, but it's not the car that I bought. So that's a whole nest we could get into about whether the car maker has a right to make your car worse after you've given them cash for it and years have gone by. Of course, they also make the cars better, don't they, with software updates? So it's a really interesting debate. Well, moving on, and Tesla has extended their zero interest rates in China, at least, until the end of October. And that's on Model 3, Model Y, because it's such an intense competition there in China. The Blazer EV gets some new trims, lower pricing, more power. It's all good. The top-of-the-range Blazer EV SS comes early 2025 at $62,000. And we've also got pricing for the rear-wheel drive model and a range increase, 334 miles. The all-wheel drive model, 283 miles increase from 279. And a front-wheel drive Blazer EV coming at just 45 grand. No range on that, though. Ford is beginning battery assembly for their EVs at the Romanian plant they have, with the assembly line now operational, they say. I think also making battery in Cologne, where they also produce the Explorer and now in series production the Capri as of last week or so. Tesla in Polestar in the UK are calling on the UK government to do something to shock the market, and reducing the VAT or cancelling VAT for a period of time would certainly, that is the suggestion, shock the market. Wow, a 20% discount on buying an EV. That would be amazing. Looks like the vote's going to be Friday here in the European Union. Not that we are in this country, but anyway, the proposed vote on those massive China tariffs looks like it's going to be Friday now, with the member states deciding whether to impose those tariffs on China. The EV partisan debate continues in the US. Another week goes by, another week of politicians talking about electric cars. And head-scratching from the likes of Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors, and RJ Scaringe, CEO of Rivian, saying we would prefer it if EVs were not politicized. There's no need to take a side in this. If you vote a certain way, it shouldn't you shouldn't have an opinion about EVs just because of the way you vote. The non-profit EV Politics Project says that Republicans, that's run by Republicans, by the way, said that they are frustrated that too many Republicans think that there is a gas car ban on the way when no such thing is happening. It's all messaging, isn't it? You know, whatever wins the votes, I guess. Now, Sony and Honda say they'll bring the next connector, the J3400, to Japan, where, of course, until now it's been CHAdeMO. They're going to make the Aphelia brand. And when they do, they'll have a NAX connector on the side in Japan. But what if Xiaoji, which is the new thing, has taken over by then? They might have to rethink. And dealerships in the US will get an allocation of ID buzzes based on how many ID4s they sell and the size of the market as well, which is interesting. And here in the UK, it's interesting how the used car market, a new report says, has been shaped by the fact that a lot of our new EVs are bought by fleets, which are namely bigger cars and therefore smaller used EVs. Not as many. Less briefly.